Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Leo Haviland is our guest, our good friend, great 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Words on the Street, which I encourage you to check out. I encourage you to go to leohaviland.com and find him online and start reading some of the things that he writes about very important topics that will help you with your foresight. You know, Leo, thanks again for being here. I'm trying to help small business owners become futurists for their own business. That's what CEOs are. CEOs are the futurists of their business, and the way they become that is they start putting together different facts and realities, things that they see happening. They start putting those together and identifying implications that help them decide, you know, how to make long-term decisions. And your work helps us with that, and we appreciate it very much. It certainly helps me. I want to talk about your most recent piece on the dollar. Give us your estimate of where you think the dollar is right now.
It's on the very strong side on a trade-weighted basis. At the beginning of this year, it's almost as high as the peak that it reached in December 2016, January 2017, within a percent or two of that. And compared to where it was in July 2011, it's more than 20% from there. So it's at a critical point regarding the issue. Would it get a bit stronger, or is it going to start a fairly significant bear trend, which could last at least a year, maybe two or three or more?
So what would cause it to have to move down? There's nothing. I don't see anything out there. I mean, do you see anything out there? I mean, the Europe's on its heels. China is not really, you know, doing all that great. What would cause it? I mean, U.S. is still seen as a safe harbor. The dollar is seen as a safe harbor currency. What do you think?
Your arguments are good. The U.S. is a safe haven generally, and treasuries and dollar assets have been viewed as good places to be for some time. And certainly, the U.S. may seem, whether it's political or economically, you know, the best of a group or the best of the worst, but one has to factor in that the long-run rally in the dollar arguably won't go on forever, just like excellent corporate earnings in the stock market
in the United States
won't go on forever. So one, to be a futurist for your colleagues on Main Street is what could change the direction of the dollar, and there are several aspects to focus on. One is the patience of the Federal Reserve on raising rates. So if the dollar should start to weaken a bit, that would fit to your colleagues in Main Street and business. Hey, maybe rates aren't going to go up for a while. Look at the trade wars. If the Chinese currency, for example, no longer is declining against the dollar, maybe that's a sign of some kind of deal, maybe not a one with a lot of substance to it, but enough to signal that there won't be any more depreciation from the Chinese and some of the other.
But isn't that one of the things, even if we got a trade deal, even if we got a historic and monumental advantage for America trade deal with China, that wouldn't prevent them from devaluing their currency and shaking things up a little that way, would it?
They probably would like to keep it relatively weak on a trade-weighted basis because they need exports to maintain their growth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see from the growing authoritarian movements there and centralization of power that growth and politics are going together over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would keep their currency relatively weak on a trade-weighted basis if they could.
What are we concerned about? Is there a currency out there? I mean, Russia's currency is not any kind of a threat. China manipulates it from a trade standpoint. But is there anything else out there that's competing that's of the traditional fiat money? Is there anything else out there? And I have a reason for saying it that way. Anything else out there that you'd be concerned about?
In a very long run sense, and I wish I knew more about it, Jim, I suppose cryptocurrencies and the like.
There you go. You just lurched uncontrollably to the issue. Thank you. Good job.
You're welcome. And the other would be
You took my hint perfectly. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Well, I will pass the ball over to you and let you run with it because you've been ahead of the curve with crypto.
I want to talk about that in the next segment, but quickly, finish your thought on crypto.
Well, a thought on cryptocurrencies, it's a lack of trust in, say, conventional authority, conventional money, and conventional payment systems.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fracture away from that, it puts all kinds of payment schemes and currencies to some degree at risk. It may take a real, real long time, but you have to look at who's interested in this beyond some of the cryptocurrency.
That's
stuff.
The issue. Can we talk about that some more in the next segment? Are you okay with that? I want to get Leo's thoughts on this, folks, on the cryptocurrency, because I don't think it's going to be threats or loss of trust. I think it's going to be convenience and ecosystems. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.